You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations, framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook where the eye captures the moment. And it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out alabamathebeautifulmagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org. CEI Bookstore and Truth Publications have been serving you and your family since 1955. With their wide selection of Christian books, Bibles, gifts, and more, there is something there for everyone. Did you know that they ship thousands of packages a month all over the United States and the world? Stop by their storefront in Athens, Alabama, or shop their wide selection anytime at truthbooks.com. Be sure to use promo code MARKWHITE at checkout for 15% off of your purchase. That's promo code MARKWHITE at truthbooks.com for 15% off.
For all your
strawberry
needs, I suggest J. Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. J. Calvert Farm currently has
strawberries.
Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
J. Calvert Farm. Strawberries. Let's go, Daddy.
Hey, everybody. This is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey, y'all. This is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, folks. This is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I am glad that you can be with us today. And it's kind of an unusual show because I saw a friend of mine post about some crazy lady needing water hoses, 100-foot water hoses at that, and it was actually Ginger Eatman who was making the request. She is a SNAP Ed educator in Marion County, Alabama, so I said, hey, I have a show. Maybe I can help Ginger get the water hoses she needs, and here on the show today, I have Ginger Eatman. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Ginger.
Great. Thanks for having me on.
Let's talk about this SNAP Ed program, and then we'll eventually get to the water hoses because I know people are just on the edge of their seat wondering how they can get you a 100-foot water hose.
So I work for the Alabama Cooperative Extension System, and under that extension system is the SNAP Ed program. And I'm a SNAP Ed educator for Marion and Walker counties. There are approximately 34, 35 SNAP Ed educators in the state of Alabama. And we are in areas that are primarily 50% or more free and reduced lunches. And so we go into school systems and we provide nutrition education. And what we do is one of our programs, our main programs during the school year is for third graders called Body Quest. And we do that at multiple schools. Like I said, their requirement is they are 50% or more free and reduced lunches. And our goal is to encourage these students to make healthier choices in life. Because if we can start at this age, then we hope to plan, help them plan for a healthier lifestyle by the time they're an adult. And so we do that in the during the school year. And then in the summertime, we provide programs for fourth through sixth grade called Eat Better, Move More. Now, we do have other curriculums. We do some preschool curriculums through the LANA curriculum, but Body Quest and Eat Better, Move More are two of our main education programs. And then we go into these schools. We teach these kids. We take tastings in. So we take in fruits and vegetables, primarily vegetables. Broccoli, cauliflower, spinach, and carrots, so these kids can have a tasting, because a lot of these kids have never tried those foods before. And this encourages them to choose healthier foods and to make healthier choices, whether it's through their eating habits, exercise, sleeping habits. We hope to have an impact on them to encourage them to make those healthier choices. And in doing that, we help the battle against childhood obesity, and we also try to help address food insecurity.
So, Ginger, what is your background that led you to this particular career?
Well, I actually have a degree in health, physical education, and recreation, but when my husband and I moved back to Marion County about 5 years ago, I was looking for a position in the area, and I had called the county extension coordinator at that time and asked if there were any open positions, and I actually started as a TES, filling in for 4-H and another grant, and then this position came open within that same office. Just a few months later. And so I've been doing this for right at 4 years, and I do cover Marion and Walker counties.
Well, and that just goes right back to the fact that you mentioned that there are 35 to 40 of these SNAP Ed educators, and Alabama has 67 counties, so no wonder you're covering two counties, and you also do some work in Winfield as well.
I do. So Winfield is, even though they're a city school, they are still part of Marion County. But I have the opportunity to go into all of the schools in Marion County. There are five county schools. And then the city school in Winfield, I actually do programming for their 21st Century Grant program, which is the Journeys program. So I do some after-school programs for them, and then I do some summer programs for them.
Let me ask you, Ginger, have you found what you love doing?
Oh, I love what I do. I absolutely love what I do. In addition to the direct education that we get to do for these kids, one of the things that we do is we help make other changes in the school system that would allow them to make the healthier choices. One of those ways that we do that is with school gardens. And so between two counties, Walker and Marion, I have 15 community and school gardens combined.
Wow. No wonder you need so much water hose.
Well, you know, it's a good dose of vitamin D. But it's great. You know, we talk about getting kids outdoors. You know, with exercise, a lot of times we just think that basketball, football, baseball, softball, those are the only types of exercise. And we try to show these kids that there are other ways in which you can have that movement. Gardening is one of those. It's a great way to get outside. You know, I tell people all the time, you want a brain break or we want to address mental health, let's get these kids outside. You know, let's get them in the fresh air and let's get them enjoying nature and God's beauty. And so kids are more apt to eat things that they grow. And so we partner with RC&D. They've done some seeding projects with us, plant projects. Currently, we're working on a Kawako Grows and Grown project with RC&D, Northwest Alabama RC&D, and then also with Kawako RC&D. And so they provide a lot of materials for raised beds for the schools. And because we were already doing other things with them in these projects, water hoses was one of the things I still needed. And so a lot of times when you reach out to people and ask them for things, when it comes to a kid, they're willing to go above and beyond. And so when I walked in the school earlier today, one of the ladies up front said, hey, just letting you know, somebody's already dropped you off a water hose today. And so when it comes to kids, people have a soft spot in their heart for kids. And so do I, talking about loving, have I found what I love to do. I love making an impact in the lives of other people and making a difference for them. And I feel like gardens is one way that I can reach to them. I love to garden. We have a huge garden at home ourselves. But these kids take an interest in it. They take care of it. They want to go out and water it. You know, it's really neat when the harvest comes in. Last summer, some of my pre-K teachers, they had summer programs, and they would go out and pick the vegetables out of the garden, bring them back in the classroom, and they would line them out on the carpet. All the kids would sit together, and they would discuss shape and size, color, and then they would line them up largest to smallest and then smallest to largest. So there's educational lessons that come in every aspect of this. And so they don't even realize that it is, you know, an educational experience. It's just fun to them. For all the school systems to be fully involved and the communities to be involved with that, that's a big thing. And to be able to tie all of that together, that's what I love to do.
You can educate some of our listeners now. Is it too late to plant a garden?
Absolutely not. Now, I will tell you, there's this really cool thing called a sow app. And you can put it on your phone. And when you pull it up, you put in your region, your state, and it tells you what you can plant. It recommends the best thing to plant today. Because most people have, you know, they have gardens year round. And so there are, you know, you don't want to plant cucumbers in the ground all year round because, you know, there are some plants like pepper and tomatoes that will make it longer to the first frost. Your okra, you know, will make it longer to the first frost. So it's not too late to plant. All of our extension offices that are located in 67 counties, even though there's not a SNAP-Ed educator in every county, there are extension offices. And so you can reach out to your local Alabama Cooperative Extension System, and you can ask them, and we have all kind of REAs, horticultural REAs, among other things, that can just about help you with anything that you have, whether it's garden-related or anything else.
You mentioned RC&D. Did they provide the seeds as well?
So, yes. So that is actually how a lot of this started 4 years ago. When I was in Walker County, there were some seeds in the office, and I asked where they came from, and the county extension coordinator I had asked him about the seeds, and he told me where they came from. So I contacted Kewaukee RC&D, Patty Pennington, and she provided me with some seeds that year. And that relationship grew over with Laura Ann James and Northwest Alabama RC&D, and they provided me with seeds. And so in addition to the seeds that they provide, through the Grown in Kewaukee Grows project, my schools have been able to build raised bed gardens. I have one school that, because of their location and room, they don't actually have gardens that are on the ground, but they have what's called veg trugs and container gardening, which is really cool. So a lot of those materials through those projects, they have been able to get. And so I also work with schools on grants. Some multiple schools of mine have received the Ag in the Classroom grant, the Whole Kids Foundation grant. And then last year, Hackaberg Elementary and this year, Brea Elementary, both received a Blue Cross Blue Shield Be Healthy Schools grant for walking trails. So I work with my schools on all of that to help provide a healthier environment for these kids.
Excellent. Last year, we went to Mansfield, Missouri. I took my family there. I did an interview there at the home of Laura Ingalls Wilder with one of the tour guides. And then we went over to Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Farm. And during that interview, they told me that they send seeds to schools and different organizations that request them. And I have a really huge bag full of seeds from Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Farm. And it's the coolest type of plants that we have. And my little girl, she wants to plant some of them. And I thought even about a community garden. And you're doing basically exactly that with the 15 gardens that you have.
Right. So there are three of my gardens actually that are community gardens and not school, but I have 15 total. And so that's great. I love to hear stories like that. I love opportunities like that. So, you know, initially the startup or the implementation of that, it's hard. It's kind of difficult. You know, you get everybody on board, but the hardest part really of anything is the sustainability part of it. And so what stage or phase we are in right now with the school gardens and community gardens is the sustainability part. This is the second year. So Hackaberg High School, the science teachers at Hackaberg High School, they seeded a lot of their plants that they planted in their garden this year. And so those are the things we want to do because we want the schools and the communities to take ownership of these gardens so we can continue to establish more of those. And so working with them in the sustainability part of it and teaching them how to do that and guiding them with that through grants or making those contacts of, hey, guess what? You know, we've got this seed company that can offer you seeds. All you've got to do is get online, fill out this form.
Yes.
Or if you get their magazine in the mail, if you go in and you fill this out, they're willing to do that. Because a lot of places do things like that. The Bonnie Plant Farms, they did the cabbage for third grade. And they're excellent about donating other plants. To the schools as well. And so, you know, every school is different in the garden that we have there. Some have raised bed gardens. Like I said, some have the veg shrug. Hackaberg actually has an in-ground or a row garden. And so everybody's a little bit different in the need that they have. They're also different in their school size. So whereas one of my schools may be able to use that food in the lunchroom when school starts back in the fall, the kids going out here and picking what they want out of there to put in their salad. Or we're going to have a salsa garden at two of my schools. And so they make salsa out of what's in that one garden. And so, you know, a lot of people complain this year about the cost of plants being around $4.98 for a cup. And in the reality of it, if you weigh your produce and you put a dollar figure at the end of the season to figure out your return on your investment, the return is worth the $4.98 that you put into the plant. It's just not what we're used to.
That's absolutely right. And we're getting to the fact that you do need water in these gardens and you need water hoses. And in the next segment, let's talk about the water hose need, and we'll talk about exactly where you're needing water hoses and how people can help, okay?
Okay, sounds
all right.
Great.
Folks, right now we're talking to Ginger Eatman. She is the SNAP Ed educator in Marion County and also in Walker County, and we're glad to have her on the show today to talk about this need for water hoses. I do appreciate my friend Christy Langley for sharing about this so that we could cover it on the Mark White Show. I think if we're helping these kids learn how to garden and we're teaching them some skills that can be used throughout their life, that is an amazing effort to get behind. My grandfather, who raised me, had a garden every year, and I was behind the tiller back then. We didn't have raised beds. I was behind the tiller on that thing and weeding out the garden, but I loved when the vegetables were ready and we could enjoy that together. And that was a special time that I was able to enjoy with my granddad. I just wanted to share that too. I hope that you'll stick with us, folks, as we continue this conversation with Ginger Eatman. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones, even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Welcome back to The Mark White Show. We are talking about gardening today. And we're talking about helping young people who need to learn this skill, something that can help them in the future. When you think about groceries and going to the store, and you even think about 2020 when food was off the shelves, we all had trouble getting food products. I know me and my daughter were out delivering eggs because farms would give us eggs, and we would go out and give eggs to people because they were hard to come by. But we were trying to find a way to help people. And now, if you think about it, here we are in 2022, and you're providing a skill that when that store may not have what you're wanting, you have a garden and you have some products and you're able to eat because you've learned that. And if we can help young people take that next step to be outside, to learn the enjoyment of having a garden, to be working out in the yard, there is great reward that comes from it. I know I've been working on our flower beds lately, and I feel good at the end of the day. Even though I've sweated a lot, I feel really good. I feel strong. I feel like I've done something that is helping me physically as well as mentally. And we have with us Ginger Eatman, and I'd like to welcome her back to the show as we talk about a need that they have for water hoses as a next step in this process of keeping those gardens good and strong so that those vegetables come up and those kids are excited when the season ends. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Ginger.
Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you, and what a wonderful work to teach these kids this skill. What's that saying about teach a man to fish?
If you catch a fish for him, then you're always going to have to catch a fish for him. But if you teach him to fish, then he won't ever have to worry about food.
Exactly. And that's what we want to try to teach young people. We could go down to the store and give them a sack full of vegetables or go down to the farmer's market. But when you actually teach a young person to do that, as you mentioned, that $4.98 for one plant, when you think about the amount of produce that you can receive for that, it's the same thing when you go to the store. If you purchase at full price for, say, a package of squash, you could have made hundreds of squash if you knew how to grow them.
That's right. That's right. So I'm very fortunate. I was blessed to grow up with a huge garden, and both sets of my grandparents had gardens. So we technically had three gardens that we helped tend to. And I'm very fortunate that I have a husband and a mother and a sister, brother-in-law, and niece that love to be in the garden as much as we do. So the one we have at home, we all help with. So we have family time together in those gardens, and we have quality time and, you know, enjoying the outdoors and exercising at the same time. And we want to be able to provide these kids with that same type of experience.
Are you a canner?
I am.
That's another necessary thing to learn when they have all these vegetables, what to do with them.
Yes. So it's one of the things I actually did this morning and we'll do again this afternoon is a food demo with my school principals for the third grade class that we had for Body Quest. So to teach them how to cook what they're growing is very important. You know, teach them how to food prep. All of those things are part of this process of sustainability and in educating these kids on, okay, we have a seed. What happens when you have a seed? Well, now we have a plant, but how do we take care of it? Well, you know, we'll get to that in a minute about the watering, but how do you take care of it? And then once I harvest it, then what do I do for, you know, from here? I can eat it as it is, or I can cook it, or I can prep a dish for it, you know, put things in a salad or that sort of thing. And so I want them to have the same type of experience that I had when I was a child.
You can barter, you can sell. There are things that can be
Absolutely.
Done beyond that, right?
you can glean, you can grow more and give more. So you can glean that and you can give to the local food bank, or you can give to people at your church, elderly who may not garden anymore. You can also sell it at the farmer's market. And all of that is part of the plan in educating these kids about the opportunities that they do have with a garden. So we want them to see the full picture.
I just love this, Ginger. And now we have an opportunity for people who are listening to get involved, because if they really appreciate this effort, then they can then say, well, if I can provide this water hose, then I can help be a part of the learning experience for these young people.
Right. Absolutely. So I'll tell you one funny story about when I first started with Snap Ed, and it kind of puts things into perspective for you for gardens and where our food comes from and the future. You know, it's like you talked about, you know, with COVID and, you know, when all of it happened, and it seemed like garden took off for the home front at that point. I'm hoping that's something that people are continuing to choose to do. But I did a program, and so I had about 20 kids in each section that I had. And I would ask all of them, do you know where your food comes from? And some of the answers I would get would be, yeah, it's the grocery store. It's on the shelf. Well, you know, how does it get to the shelf? Oh, it's just there when I get there. And so I said, okay, so we talked about gardening. We talk about farming. And so how many of y'all have an interest in gardening and farming? Well, maybe two kids out of every 20 raised their hand. And I said, y'all, that's a very low number for to be feeding the masses, basically. And I said, so what happens when we don't have people who are farming or gardening anymore? Where does our food come from at that point? And this one little girl raises her hand, and she says, I can tell you what's going to happen. I said, what? She said, we're going to die. We're all going to die.
Oh, no.
And that's exactly what she said to me.
True story.
And, you know, we laugh about it because of the way she said it, but putting things into perspective, you know, it kind of makes you think, hey, yes, during COVID, things were flying off the shelf. You know, there were foods that people couldn't find, canning. You know, people were canning like crazy, couldn't find canners, or you couldn't find canning products. And so still, there are certain foods that are difficult to find in the store because of low production and, you know, general availability because people are purchasing it. And so being able to grow your own things and to be self-sufficient, you know, that's huge too, especially in this time. And so, you know, addressing food insecurity or food availability, teaching these kids how to garden and how to do things on their own, we're teaching them how to succeed in life. You know, one garden, I talk about it all started with a seed, talking about with Kawako and the things. And honestly, everything we do in life, it all starts with a seed. And that, you know, what kind of seeds do we plant? Because whatever you're planting, you are going to reap what you sow, regardless of whether it's with a garden, with education, or anything else in life. And so it's very critical that we teach these kids how to do things for themselves. And a garden's a good place to start.
If we go back to 1929, and we're facing a Great Depression, and of course there were some things that were happening as far as nature goes that were harming people who even had that talent to grow. But back then, even then, more people had the ability to grow gardens. They knew what they were doing. A box of jars, they had to get it from what they already used and wash those things out and use them again over and over again.
That is right. Which you still can with the jars. You know, you replace the lids. A lot of times you have to replace the rings, but it is a lost art. It's kind of like quilting or anything of that nature. It's a lost art, but I'm hoping that it comes back into fashion. You know, we also have REAs with the Extension Service that they do food preservation, food safety classes. And so we're very appreciative of the time that they actually put in to do those programs for us as well.
Well, let's help get some water out there to those 15
Great.
Gardens. How are we going to do that, Ginger?
The gardens, the water source from the majority of our school gardens, is at least 100 or more feet. And ideally, each school would have 200 feet of hoses. And I have a hose or two at one or two of my schools. And so that was a need for us. Even though we had partnered with RC&D for these other projects, I felt like I could reach out and get additional donations from community members as far as the garden hoses. So if they live in the area of one of their schools, they can drop that off at their school. Or if they would like to ship them to a school, I'm an alumni from Brilliant, and so I will actually give you the address for that. They can actually have it shipped to the school, and I don't live very far from here. They will just have it. They'll call me and say, hey, you got more garden hoses? And so I'll go and deliver them, and I actually have a sister county. One of my peers is in another county who is currently looking at the same thing with her schools. And so if I were to get any additional, then I would share them with other gardens that needed those as well.
Excellent. People could go onto their Amazon account and they could put the address that you're about to give and then send
Absolutely.
Those water hoses that way.
And they can put them to my attention even. That's the luxury of living in a small town or a small rural community is everybody knows everybody. So if something gets dropped off for you, they're going to call you and say, hey, I got it for you. So we are looking for 100-foot hoses just to not have so many hoses to deal with. And so they're indirect sunlight. They'll be left in indirect sunlight so the kids can water on a daily basis. And so they can go on Amazon, they can order off, you know, anywhere that they would like to order from that they feel comfortable ordering from. Or again, they can, you know, drop off with their county school. In Marion County, you can drop it off at any of the county schools there at the main office. Or you can drop it off in Walker County. You can actually drop it off at the Walker County Extension Office. And you could do that at the Marion County Extension Office as well. You can have them shipped to. Are you ready for the address?
Ready to roll, Ginger.
Ah, here we go. You can send it to my attention. Ginger, G-I-N-G-E-R, Eatman, E-A-T-M-A-N. And you can put care of Brilliant Elementary School. And the address is 10180 State Highway 129, Brilliant, Alabama, 35548.
Now, Ginger, I had never met you in person before. I was between, has she snapped or is she brilliant?
I'm brilliant.
And now we know. You have the perfect last name for what you do as well, Eatman.
Yes.
We appreciate him, Mr. Eatman, who has not been acknowledged other than his gardening talents. And that is something very special to you, I know. So we appreciate all those who have encouraged you to be an educator of students, to teach. And it goes back to your grandparents. So we thank your grandparents because that influence that they had on you helps young people today. So that's very important that we learn those generational impacts.
Yes, it is. So before, you know, before the water hose thing, I would always tell people plant a seed. You know, it all started with a seed, plant a seed. So now that we have the water thing going on, so plant a seed and remember to water it and watch it grow.
Perfect. Ginger Eatman, thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
Thank you for having us. We appreciate what you do.
Absolutely. Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers like Ginger Eatman with the SNAP Ed program in Marion and Walker counties, and I hope that you can help her out with these water hoses. You can go back and listen and find exactly where you need to ship these to or take them to Walker or Marion counties. I know that they'll appreciate your effort for trying to help those students. I want you to share this show with your family and friends and neighbors because that's how we're going to spread the word about this need. And then go over to the Mark White Show Facebook and Instagram and follow, and then subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Hi, I'm Elena Burt.
I'm Chandler Mordecai.
I'm Harper Howard.
And you're listening to The Mark White Show. Let's find a way to make a difference today.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15228 Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Looking for direction in this volatile market? Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing. Member SIPC.
Sand gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown.
my kind of people.